to the Lovely Bones podcast. I'm your host, Crystal. Andrea I and Andrea J are with me today. We are discussing The Lovely Bones by Alice Siebold. It was published in 2002 by Little Brown & Company. Spoiler warning, this podcast will discuss details from later events of The Lovely Bones. The book follows the story of Susie Salmon, who was raped and murdered by her neighbor, Mr. Harvey. Susie narrates the investigation on her murder and how her death affects her friends and family. Let's talk about the main characters. Susie Salmon is the central character. Andrea J., what are your thoughts on her? How does she change throughout the book?
At the beginning of the book, Susie acts like an average 14-year-old. But as she watches her family cope with her violent death, she grows. She also struggles with coming to terms with her death. At the end of the book, she has matured and gives off the aura of a much older and experienced person.
Mr. Harvey is the antagonist of the book. How do you feel about him, Andrea I.?
He is a sadist who preys on young women due to apparent mommy issues stemming from his mother abandoning him and his father at the side of the road when he was a child. He is the classic rapist who feels powerful by preying on these children.
I want to discuss the major conflict of the book with both of you. The conflict is family and friends' question of who the murderer is. Andrew J., how is this resolved?
Family had no suspects at the beginning, and later there was no concrete evidence to use against Harvey after he does become a suspect. Harvey was never actually apprehended, so technically the murder case was never resolved.
There are several themes that can be seen throughout the novel. The first one I would like to talk about is sex and rape. How is this topic seen throughout the book, Andrea I?
Susie died feeling intense dread and terror due to being violently raped just before being murdered. It's her only intimate moment besides her one kiss with Rai Singh. Harvey forces himself on his victims to make himself feel more powerful and in control, stealing their innocence. Sex also acts as an emotional bridge to connect some of the characters. Rai and Susie are able to consummate their relationship. Lindsay, her younger sister, and Samuel Heckler have also consensual sex, forging a stronger bond between the two.
Speaking of coping, the family members and Susie's friends all have their own ways of dealing with Susie's death. How are they different, Andrea I?
All of the characters have different methods of coping. It's interesting to see how the coping methods differ between the adults and the teens. The teens in the book all seem to strengthen relationships with others to cope with Susie's death. Lindsay finds comfort within Samuel. Rai and Ruth Connors both turn to each other to cope with the loss of their friend. And adults in the book turn to other things. Jack, the father, buries himself into the investigation, obsessed with proving Harvey is the killer. Abigail Salmon has an affair to forget about her grief and abandons her family in order to escape the turmoil.
What are your thoughts on the supernatural occurrences that are common throughout the book? What do you think of Susie and Rai having sex through Ruth? Do you think the icicles that inadvertently killed Harvey were supernatural occurrences, Andrea J.?
Ruth serves as Susie's connection to Earth. Ruth also serves as the vessel for Susie to occupy. Rai has sex with Susie in Ruth's body, and personally, I find this act unnerving. I do believe that the icicles were a supernatural occurrence. On page 125, Susie says, "How to commit the perfect murder. I always chose the icicle. The weapon melts away." This is Susie stating her opinion on using icicles as a perfect murder weapon, and further proves that the death of her murderer, Harvey, by icicles could not have been a coincidence.
The name of the book is The Lovely Bones. At the end of the book, Susie narrates, "These were the lovely bones that had grown around my absence. The connections, sometimes tenuous, sometimes made at great cost, but often magnificent, that happened after I was gone. The price of what I came to see as this miraculous body had been my life." What does this mean, and why is it important, Andrea J.?
The way I see it, the lovely bones are the experiences that her friends and family have gone through. Her death has caused a new phase in her family's life. This phase is like a body that has grown since her death.
So what are your thoughts on the book overall, Andrea J.?
I love this book. The first chapter was a little hard to get through. Ultimately, it was a good book that dealt with a lot of tough but relevant topics. What do you think, Andrea I.?
I thought it was very well written. After finding out that the book was based off Siebold's personal experience, I respected the book even more. It is definitely a book I would read again.
To whom would you recommend this book? How would you rate it?
I would recommend this to older readers or readers that can handle literature with more mature concepts, such as the rape and dismemberment of Susie Salmon.
As a group, we rate this book 4.5 stars out of 5. The book is well-written and thought-provoking.
Well, this brings us to the end of the Lovely Bones podcast. Thanks to Andrea I and Andrea J for joining me today. Thanks for listening.